This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good colleague Bob Zimmerman of Behind the Black about a decision in Florida. A big cruise ship port was planned for Canaveral, the Florida port of Canaveral. Yes, the same name as the Cape Canaveral, the rocket port. The state derives much more income from rocket launches than it does from big cruise ships. And so it was resolved for the monetary side. The monetization of space includes the valuable real estate of spaceports, not only the tourism, the concessions, the restaurants, but also the fact is that the future is going to mean that launching into space, bringing satellites in, is a huge income for the state that permits it. Florida makes a good decision. Here's Bob to explain.
It has everything to do with spaceports. This is in Florida. As we all know, both at Cape Canaveral and at the Kennedy Space Center, launches are booming, and many different rocket companies, not just SpaceX, but ULA, Blue Origin, and other startups are all getting ready to launch a lot in the next few years. At the same time, the port of Canaveral, Port Canaveral administration, started to review the possibility of building a new port for big cruise ships to come into Port Canaveral. And this would mean that these big modern cruise ships that go to the Caribbean with tourists would be coming in and out of the port almost on a daily basis. And they thought this would be a very good economic thing for the port. And you could see the argument with that. But the state government of Florida came in and told them, "If you will drop this plan, you will drop this plan immediately, or we're going to cut off all state funding to the port, because those ships coming in daily is going to hinder these space launch operations." Because you got to clear the range when you're launching, and you're having cruise ships coming in on a regular basis to Port Canaveral will interfere with that. And what this tells us is that the federal state government of Florida sees a lot more future business coming from the rockets than it does from the cruise ships. And so they're willing to sacrifice a little bit of cruise tourism business for a lot of rocket business. And that's really interesting. And the port, by the way, backed down immediately and said, "Sure, okay, we don't want to lose the state funding, and we understand the problem." So they canceled.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.